Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here for day three of our official coverage of the We Got the Geek weekend here at Niagara Falls Comic Con. Helping me out today is my sister Sue, and on camera, I don't know, Peter Parker Jr., because Ryan's not here, my brother-in-law Dean, and you guys just got here. What do you think?
I'm just excited that I'm going to see Alfonso.
That's right. Not our friend, artist Alfonso, Alfonso Riviera. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I like him more actually now for the Dancing with the Stars. I think that's what I really want to see him because I was really impressed with how he won and everything. It was kind of cool.
Remember him on Silver Spoons?
Yeah, yeah. You made fun of me all the time for watching that and Ricky Schroeder.
I did.
What has Ricky Schroeder done lately?
He does movie work. He was on a season of 24.
Yeah, he was a police officer in something, too,
wasn't
he? He's
been a police officer in a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah, I think he got into, like, some heavy stuff.
Oh, I'm done with Silver Spoons. I'm going to play a cop and everything.
Well, at least he's working, I guess.
Yeah, he's Rick now, too, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Don't call him
Ricky?
Yeah, I guess he gets mad.
I had him posters on my wall, remember?
With his brown vest.
Yeah.
With his hands on his hip.
And he had his own arcade.
That's right.
And a train that
and
he could
train
ride.
That went around through the whole house.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That wasn't on very long.
3 or 4 seasons, actually.
Was it really?
Yeah. Oh. Erin Gray from Buck Rogers.
You interviewed her before, didn't you?
I did, and I thought I was being clever by asking her, did you ever get to ride the train? She goes, you're not the first person to ask me that. Like, okay.
Oh, what happened to the father in that?
He's probably retired. Joel Higgins. Why do I remember that?
I have no idea, because I'm surprised I remember Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to have some fun, and you got Dean a photo op with Cassandra Peterson, Elvira.
But she's not dressed up.
No, she wasn't. Still a very good-looking woman, though.
Yeah, but I wanted it for the wall, and, you know, Elvira
cool.
is kind of iconic,
cool.
so.
You're right. You're
and
right.
Alfonso on the wall with Mike, if he can make it, so that'd be cool, too.
That'd be
start
cool.
a little wall on...
Glad you guys get to meet them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to wander about. We'll be back throughout the day. Hopefully, we'll run into some friends of the show. We'll continue with the journal as well. We have some good interviews planned, and we're going to get going. See you later.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
All right, so it's Jaesu, and Dean and I are still wandering around Niagara Falls Comic Con. We've run into our good friend, Vince Thompson, from the wonderful comic book strip Vinny and Bud. How's it going?
Thank you. Hello. Everything's going pretty good.
Excellent. How's your con been?
Well, the con's been good. We met a lot of good folks and met a lot of actors out in the back there because we're lucky enough to get to use the same bathrooms as they do, so we always bump into them. I just met David Hasselhoff this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Really nice guy.
Oh, that's
really
cool.
Really nice guy, yeah, yeah. And I think we're talking about meeting the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Nice.
What's his name, Roy or?
I don't know his character's name. His last name's Hurst.
Ryan Hurst. We're going to go try to meet up with Ryan Hurst.
A little bit of trivia for you, and I just found this out. You ever watch The Dukes of Hazzard?
I have.
His dad was Cletus on The Dukes of Hazzard, the one deputy guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Enos.
Well, he was Enos's replacement.
Okay, Cletus. Okay, the guy that
I think
was...
he was Boss Hogg's nephew or something
that's
like that.
Right.
That's blew my mind when I found that out.
And he's Ryan Hurst's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I never
And that's
knew
why
that.
He got into acting.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
incredible. Well, I've followed his career since Remember the Titans.
Oh, I remember that
one. That movie, that's
yeah.
the first time I ever saw the character. He's always been an interesting character actor.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he's got some really big roles now in Sons of Anarchy and in Bates Motel.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that show. Cool, and we hung out to the wee hours of the night last night.
Yes, we did.
Thanks for inviting me to that, by the way.
Anytime. Like I said before, you're Comic-Con family.
I feel the same way. We had Alfonso there, too.
And did you notice?
Yeah, I forgot my own We Got the Geek button.
I picked it up. I saw it on my dresser. I finally grabbed it. I'm like, yes, I remembered it today.
I'm glad you remembered.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Boy, so yeah, I guess there's 5 hours left of this, and then it's done for another year.
I think we're going fishing.
Nice.
Afterwards, I think
very
we're
nice.
Going to go Chippewa and go fishing out in the sunshine. We've been cooped up all day, and we want to enjoy some of this spring weather and beautiful Niagara Falls. And you guys want to bring your fishing rods, you're welcome to join. I think there's enough room in the boat.
Nice. I actually had to book next tomorrow off of work just to come down from the weekend.
Recuperate.
So, yeah.
Recuperate. No more pictures for you.
No. No, not at all, not at all. So before we go, tell the fine folks out there where they can go to check out your awesome stuff.
Well, you can go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Vinny and Bud. You can check out Studio Comics. He has all my line of books under his label.
Nice.
And, yeah, that's the two places you can check them out right now, or meet up with me at a Comic-Con. I'll hopefully be at Fan Expo at the end of the summer. I think September, first week in September.
Hopefully us too.
And, yeah, so hopefully the good folks will come looking for us, and, yeah, we'll have a great time.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for talking to us, man. Like, you're always a good dude to talk to, and we love your work, and we'll get the word out there about your stuff.
Thanks, Jason, and I will support you in any way I can by wearing your colors at any show I come to.
I appreciate that, sir. Thanks a lot.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
All right, this is Jay Stu. We've actually reached the end of our journey. I've been at the con for 3 days. Dean and Sue are with me today for day three. And what do you guys think?
Well, it must have been good because my feet are tired and I can't walk. My knees hurt. My highlight of my day was meeting Alfonso Rivera, and I got a picture with him.
Yeah, thanks for getting me in on that. That was kind of cool, actually.
Oh, he
appreciate
put his arm around me, and I'll never wash my arm again.
Nice. And I want to say thank you to Dean, because he took some awesome pictures, and I'm going to send them off to Ryan tonight to edit, and we'll get those up soon. Thanks, dude.
All right, thank you. It was fun hanging around you today. And
yeah, thanks, man.
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, appreciate it.
Do this again sometime.
And you got to meet Elvira.
Yeah, I got to meet
Highlight
Elvira.
Highlight of your life.
Yeah.
And now he's going to blow the picture up and put it on every wall of the house.
The ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. It would have been...
Open fireplace mantle.
It would have been better if she was in costume and character, but oh well.
My highlight of the whole weekend was our mother telling the hot cosplay about my history when I was a little kid.
No, how about mom telling, what's his name?
Garrett Wang from Star Trek.
That, you know, like screaming at him and he was going to sign her boobs. That was like really, I don't
disturbing.
Know. Yeah, creepy.
Disturbing.
Weird.
But I wanted that. That would have been so funny.
And now, now she has a Wang on her back.
Nice. He was real cool though. Like, he let us take pictures and not charge us.
Yeah, like Dean took like five pictures. Pictures.
Yeah, and he was like smiling and pointing at stuff too.
That's just he's a pervert.
Anyhow, that we had a good time. I'm just going to take the time to thank our usual buddies we see there, Alfonso and John Ballmer and Steph from the GCE, Dr. Stievel.
Oh, yeah, I ran into Dr. Stievel, eh? And he started speaking Polish to me.
Oh, yeah?
Because he assumed I was Polish because of Bilski, but I said, no, that's Dean. So he told me to something about asshole or something, and I said, putsarami dupo, which means kiss my ass, because I guess he's Polish.
Yeah, I walked in there today, and he was the first guy I saw, and he had me film something for his show.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. It was a pretty good show this year. Like, I thought it was good room to maneuver in, and I liked that they had all the cars out in the hallway this year instead of
the
basement.
They had a lot more stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed, I didn't even cover half of it, because I was being dragged in all directions, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I got a couple iron-ons for my chef jacket, and I'm happy with that. I got a Wonder Woman one and a
Triforce. I didn't even see that.
Wonder Woman.
I got the Wonder Woman at the booth beside Sketchbook.
And you did good for prints, too, for the restaurant.
Yeah, Alfonso gave me quite a few, and I got a few more from Star Trek, and I can't remember the artist's name. So.
Cool. And I'll just take this time to plug that your new restaurant, The Geekery, should be opening on the 15th?
The 15th.
What's the exact address on Lundy's Lane?
5991. So, yeah, the menu will be up this week on the website, which is www.doingitgeek.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, or you can just Google Doing a Geek, and previous interviews with We Got the Geek and our charity events that we had will come up. And yeah, and it's a soft opening, so nothing huge, but yeah, hope to see you there.
We'll do our best. We'll get that commercial made for you, and we'll come down on the opening as well.
Cool.
All right, and thanks for hanging out with us today, and thanks to everyone out there for listening to our little We Got the Geek diary of the weekend, and we'll see you at the next con.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.